For WNCW, I'm Paul Foster. It's time for this week's More to the Story. Joining me as my guest today is Mackenzie Lunsford, food writer and reporter of the Asheville Citizen-Times, about her recent article titled, Farmers Find Getting Goods into Markets a Challenge. Mackenzie, thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Paul. How are you doing?
You know, it seems local food more than ever is such an important industry in Asheville, correct?
That is true. Definitely a big thing in Asheville and the surrounding areas. It's something that consumers are looking for more and more.
What were some of the main factors that drew you to write and put together this piece?
Sometime just before Thanksgiving, a local farmer named Mike Brown, he deals in eggs. His farm is Farside Farms. And he called me up and he was quite frustrated because he had gone to Whole Foods, the Green Life location and the East Asheville location, twice with big load of eggs pre-holidays, and he was turned away without much explanation, and he was in a state of confusion. So I decided to look into it for him and see what was going on.
Do many of the grocery outlets want to deal with smaller farms and farmers? And if so, can those farms keep up with the demand?
It is an example of markets trying to meet consumer demand. Many markets do indeed want to work with smaller farmers. But what we're finding out is farmers and markets, it's a relationship like any other. And sometimes they're just not compatible. Now, for example, Whole Foods, trying to meet customer demand, wants to work with lots of little tiny farmers, but they are also beholden to a corporate entity. So it's not just as simple as a farmer walking up to the back door with a bucket load of eggs or some jam. There are certain pathways that they have to follow to get there.
And you actually, in your article, bring up speaking with a representative of Whole Foods.
I spoke with Lauren Bernath. She represents Whole Foods. She let me know that Whole Foods does work with more than 11,000 local brands company-wide. They offer loans, accessible loans to small farmers to get going. So Whole Foods is definitely trying to reach out to local farmers as best they can. But what farmers are finding is that working with Whole Foods, even with loans, even with Whole Foods' attempts to work with them, farmers are finding that it can just be very expensive. There's a lot of, you know, rigmarole. There's a lot of paperwork. There are HACCP plans. There are all sorts of hoops that these farmers have to jump through to work with these larger corporations. And, you know, I hate to single out Whole Foods because it happens across the board with some of these larger grocery stores. But Whole Foods did indeed become the focus of the article.
Also, within your article on the other side, and you had already mentioned, of course, being actually contacted by an egg producer, a farmer, but mm-hmm. I know you spoke with another Asheville producer in your story, and it seems like one of the concerns he talked about was actually talking about a profit loss on products.
That's right. I spoke with Walter Harrell of Imladris Farms, and anyone who's ever eaten at a local restaurant here in Asheville that serves jam has probably put his really delicious berry jam on their biscuit. So Imladris jam, Whole Foods wanted to carry Imladris products in their stores and a bunch of other local producers as well. So what they did was they fostered a relationship between this distribution company out of Atlanta to go pick up all these local products and bring them in one fell swoop to the back door of Whole Foods because, like this farmer said, it's much easier to back up an 18-wheeler to a grocery store than it is to have, you know, tons of farmers bum rushing your back door. What happened is that this distribution company ended up losing a lot of these local products. Walter Harrell of Imladris, he lost $2,000 worth of jams and jellies that just ended up in a warehouse or he doesn't even know where they went, and he ended up actually taking this distribution company to court, and they had a recent court date, and he was not able to talk about the results of that court date at this time.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. We're speaking with Mackenzie Lunsford, food writer and reporter of the Asheville Citizen-Times, about her recent article, Farmers Find Getting Goods into Markets a Challenge. Mackenzie, you had spoke a little bit earlier about there's guidelines, there's procedures that have to be followed. I know your article did a complete section about regulations being a challenge.
With Food Safety Modernization Acts and corporate entities needing paperwork to make sure that they're not held liable for anything that might go wrong with food. And as we know, a lot can go wrong with food, anywhere from, you know, minor illness to, unfortunately, death. Food safety is a very important thing. So just to navigate these channels to get their products to market, farmers have to do so very much. You know, of course, they have to have their own private insurance. In the case of farmers working with Whole Foods, farmers have to pay for Whole Foods to come and make regular inspections, which is the case across the board, whether they're growing lettuce mix or they are raising cows. And for smaller farmers, that it can get very pricey, which is why the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, which is basically what I like to think of as a matchmaker between local farmers and consumers and markets, ASAP does not recommend that all farmers in the area try and work with some of these larger stores, even though in the end it can be a very lucrative relationship. Smaller farmers sometimes do a lot better working with smaller stores or selling their produce at producer-only tailgate markets, those sorts of things. It's just a better match for them.
Mackenzie Lunsford, your final thoughts on our discussion this morning?
Yeah, I mean, local is big business these days. It's a buzzword, you know, kind of like green when you're talking about building. It's what people are looking for. Even the big fast food chains are trying to emphasize how their potatoes for their French fries are coming from farmers, from small farmers. And it's just kind of part of the dining culture these days. And markets are working to deliver that to consumers. Now, whether or not consumers are wanting to spend the extra money to buy local, to buy organic, is a whole other thing. Because as I did mention in this story, Walmart actually tried to start selling a line of organic products, and it just didn't work. They took that line away.
And Mackenzie, if someone wanted to keep up with you and follow your stories and blogs and so on, how could they do so?
So they can find my stories at the Citizen Times website, which is citizen-times.com. They could also follow me on Twitter at Mackenzie, M-A-C-K-E-N-S-Y.
Thank you for joining us here on More to the Story.
Thanks so much for having me.
WNCW's More to the Stories are also presented as a podcast on our website at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.